All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Wednesday, September 2nd. The big stimulus news of the day is that yesterday the CDC announced a new real eviction moratorium. I created an entire video on this new eviction moratorium right before this one. I covered who's eligible as well as how to take advantage of it. You can click the link at the top of the screen to check that video out. That is huge news, which is why I did a dedicated video on it, so I'm not going to elaborate on it in this video. In this stimulus update, I'm going to talk about Mnuchin's testimony in the House yesterday, tell you what Congress is going to be up to this month, as well as give my daily unemployment update. All right, let's talk about Mnuchin's testimony in the House yesterday. His testimony, or the hearing at least, was almost 2.5 hours long. I put a link in the description below if for whatever reason you want to watch the whole thing. But let me just tell you the key takeaways. So Mnuchin said that the White House is on board with more stimulus, and he said that he is willing to sit down with Pelosi again to negotiate. However, with respect to Pelosi's latest figure for the next relief bill, $2.2 trillion, Mnuchin says that he does not support that figure. And yes, 53 minutes into the hearing, Mnuchin was asked about more stimulus checks. Here's his response.
Would you agree that stimulus checks and enhanced unemployment insurance benefits passed in CARES increase GDP and consumer spending, benefiting small businesses?
Yes, and that's like we'd like to extend enhanced unemployment, and we'd like to send out more economic impact payments. Those have both been critical to the economic recovery.
Thank you. I yield back.
So that's basically what you need to know about Mnuchin's hearing. If you've ever watched these things, you know that very often they're just opportunities for members of Congress from the other party of the individual testifying to just pontificate about everything the other side is doing wrong. In the case yesterday, you had a lot of the Democratic Congress people just talking about all the abuse and the Paycheck Protection Program. And then you have, you know, someone from the individual testifying's own party just start talking about everything they're doing right and what the other side is doing wrong. So there's often a lot of noise in these things. After Mnuchin's testimony, he did call Nancy Pelosi. However, just like their previous phone call a few weeks back after stimulus negotiations failed, and like Pelosi's call with Mark Meadows last week, didn't go well. Pelosi said in a statement that the phone call made clear that Democrats in the White House continue to have serious differences understanding the gravity of the situation that America's working families are facing. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are clearly just holding out right now, waiting for the other side to cave. Now, stepping back to remind you of the big picture, Senate is back in D.C. this coming Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and it will likely vote on the Republican skinny stimulus bill that will go nowhere in the House if it can even pass the Senate. And beyond that, we have the appropriations bills, or at least continuing resolutions, that need to pass this month to avoid a government shutdown. It is my fear that these talks will be mingled with stimulus talks, which obviously complicates congressional debate and action, when not only are we discussing how much money, say, should state and local governments get in the next package, is it $900 billion, almost a trillion, like what Democrats want, or should it only be $150 billion in new money, like Mnuchin has said. So we would be debating not only these issues that we haven't been able to reach agreement on, but also coexisting with that, you know, how much money should the FDA get, for example, for the next fiscal year? It could really muddy the waters if both sides see stimulus negotiations as leverage for getting what they want in terms of federal appropriations or vice versa. So after Labor Day, and especially after the House gets back the week of September 14th, we should start to see a feisty Congress and hopefully a stimulus bill being reached as a result. All right, let's move on to unemployment. In terms of unemployment, yesterday, FEMA approved Illinois, Wisconsin, and South Carolina for grants for $300 a week. Nevada is still working on its application, leaving it, Kansas, Delaware, and New Jersey as the only states that have not yet been approved by FEMA, other than, of course, South Dakota, which has said it will not apply, Nebraska, which isn't sure if it's going to apply, and the District of Columbia, which, like Nebraska, is not sure if it's going to apply either. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to check out the eviction moratorium video today if you missed it, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.